Daily Dose of Dominican Preaching. Today we hear from Father Kieran Healy, who directs a retreat house in the woods of Oregon in the United States. His preaching is entitled, The Wonderful Surprises That Come When We Follow Jesus.
We start with the Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters, mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." So the gospel of the Lord. This gospel provides a great focal point for those who have made a formal commitment to follow Jesus in living out a full experience of the gospel. But it also can have a meaning for the many more people for whom life has not been all that they expected. And although they never made a formal commitment or any sort of religious vows, yet the enumeration of loss still applies to them. We hear it again, houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands, for my sake and the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands and persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. As I reflect on this theme, I call to mind what an adventure life can be not only for those who have made some sort of risky commitment, but also for those who quietly work their way to the center of reality and often consider all that is best that life has to offer. And as I reflect on my own experience and my knowledge of others, I come to the conviction that such a chosen life should have some surprises in it. The emptying out of our lives in some sort of gift or life of serious service or simply the attrition of life of a person who is just making his way, trying quietly to do the best they can, with no fanfare or special attention. Such a life can lead to some real surprises. As a preacher, it's a special challenge to point out those opportunities in the life of others, and to help our friends articulate the surprises that others may see in us, but which we often discover only with the greatest difficulty and often only with the help of family or friends. When I was a young priest in the 60s, I worked at a campus ministry at Portland State University in Oregon. Koinonia House took its name from the word harmony among the early Christian communities. We were 10 Christian religious groups with 7 staff members. The Protestant chaplains encouraged their students to attend home mass or home worship in local churches on Sundays, but we Catholics placed a major focus on Sunday evening mass, and in no time we outgrew the chapel area and had to set up for mass in the much larger lounge area. The congregation was mostly students and some young families and a few older people who took a real interest in what was happening in the lives of the students. I've always realized how important these older folks are, as they would act as informal mentors to the college students in their struggles and really encourage them. One time, I think it was in 1968, I got a wonderful surprise. It was the summer of love, of course, and all sorts of things were happening. So I decided to give a sermon on sexual behavior. I did my best, but toward the end of my remarks, old Mr. Deneen broke in and said, "Wait a minute, I want to say something." Now, our setting was not the most formal, but it would be very unusual for Catholics to interrupt the homily. But old Mr. Deneen was known to all and well-loved. As I recall, he had 10 children and countless grandchildren, and as the occasion proved, he said what I could not say, and I think the students really heard him. He was a sort of gentle, salt-of-the-earth person that you would want to take seriously, and it was well known that his family was energetic and into just a little bit of everything, so that you really would want to listen to what he had to say. His message was, you just have to love. I think the students really listened to what he had to say and heard him. I was surprised by the whole event, but most grateful that this was the sort of community where such a thing could happen. Instead of the struggling words of a young preacher with little experience of life outside of religious formation, why, here was the real deal, spoken by someone who had earned his words through suffering. The discipline of years, the experience of a full and loving family. What shall we, who have left everything, get in return? A good and necessary question. In prayer, I hope to expand our imaginations in the unique surprise of God's love for us. Allow God's greater gifts to find expression, yes, even in our modest, ordinary lives, in yours and in mine. The wonder of God's creative generosity can never be overestimated. What shall we receive? Why, just everything. May such surprising blessings be yours on this day. God bless you. Thank you.